guys had a pretty good skate yesterday to get yourselves up and running again. Just how does the club feel after the skate this morning here as you get ready for these last two before the break?
Yeah, it was good to get out for practice, and today we had a good morning skate. Paul ran the drills a little longer, but yeah, it was a good skate, and yeah, we're ready to go.
Obviously, the last game against these guys didn't go according to plan. What did you learn, though, in getting ready for this one here tonight?
Well, we just got to stick to our plan, and yeah, they have some troubles right now, and then moving the roster around, so we feeling pretty good right now where we're at, and yeah, just got to bring our game, and we got to stick to the plan for 60 minutes.
Found it kind of intriguing. Some of their players over there were saying that they're no longer kind of the favorite team. They're trying to play that underdog role a little bit. You guys feel a little bit more pressure as to where you're sitting right now to continue this thing?
I don't think so. I mean, just going to focus on our game. And yeah, last year was different with them. And this year, yeah, we got better record than them. So, but yeah, just we just got to bring our game, and that's going to be the key.
Of course, you played here for a while. Do you enjoy playing games at the United Center, Marco?
Oh, every time. This building is great, and some good memories back here. So, yeah, it's always nice to come back here.
Right from the anthem.
Yes, yeah. The anthem is crazy. It's people are cheering, and like it's great crowd here too. And yeah, the anthem is amazing.
You're in the same situation as Duclair is now. I mean, do you remember what that was like getting traded and coming to this team? Or, I mean, coming to Chicago at the time, and what that was like to try to fit in with the new group
for the first time? It was a little different because I got traded over summer, so he's gonna come to the already team there middle of the season, so it's a little different, but
when you came to Winnipeg, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's. You know, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's a little easier. Depends if you know any guys on the team. I don't know how he's doing with that. So, but I got lucky. I had a couple. So when I was here, there were a couple Slovakians, and then Winnipeg was Andrei Pavlik was there. So it was a little easier for me to adjust.